I'm Shelley Delaney, and from motorcycles to beaded necklaces and earrings to pottery and paintings, there's lots to bid on, and it's all for a good cause. Joining us now to talk about an upcoming bazaar which has gone virtual is Carol Barrill, president for the Community of Christian Women's Bazaar. Hi, Carol.
Hello.
And Jane Ginter, the auction coordinator. Hello, Jane. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks so much to both of you for being here, giving me an excuse to play some Christmas music a little bit early at the end of the interview. Fair warning, everyone. But Carol, before we get into the details of the bazaar, tell me a little bit about the Community of Christian Women, the organization that you head up.
The Community of Christian Women is a group of just basically any woman who goes to Northern Light United Church. And our church is a combination of United Methodist Women and Presbyterian Women USA. So rather than highlight any particular denomination, we just call ourselves the Community of Christian Women. We meet at least several times a year, but our big event is the bazaar every year. We've been able to do this for basically several decades, and it, because of COVID, we've had to go virtual, and it has worked very well last year, so we're hoping for a big year this year.
I understand that the proceeds of this bazaar will support the Northern Light United Church's programs for women and children. Can you say a little more about that?
Yes, I will. For example, we have given money to AWARE here in Juneau. Also, we've paid the fees for kids to go to camp here out at the Methodist camp. For example, one year we did kids whose folks are incarcerated and may not have a chance to go to a camp. So we've paid their fees so that they could do that. Each of the denominations, Methodist Women and Presbyterian Women, have projects that we have funded as well that are probably worldwide. We've given money to the Glory Hall so that they could get going. The Juneau Reentry Coalition Family Room, we put money to them last year so that they could open and have room for families to come and visit the folks that have just recently come out of jail and got into the community. We've given money locally to Klingon Haida Youth Shelter. That was one of the things that we did last year. Up in Anchorage, there's a group called Alaska Child and Family, and we've given money to those folks for a long time, and they take care of kids from all over the state of Alaska and bring them into a sheltered area in Anchorage that's supportive and help them whatever needs they have. So those are just some examples.
Great. And turning to you now, Jane, you're the auction coordinator. How many of these have you been a part of over the years?
Well, I've helped a lot with the auction that we've had in, not the auction, but the bazaar that we've had in person. But last year, when we realized that we couldn't have it in person, we turned to an online auction. And so that was our first year, and I helped with that. And then I'm helping again this year. Last year, we had, I believe, 279 items that we were auctioning. And this year, we have over 400.
Wow. So what's it been like to go virtual? Can you say more about that? Has it been more work, less work, same amount, more effective, less effective?
Well, it's a lot more work trying to put it all together. But what's worked out well is that we can emphasize certain items that we have and let people know about that. So we have some very, very nice pottery items, and we have some nice posters, and we have some excellent artwork. We've had lots and lots of donations. We even have some antique tools, and so those have been really fun for people to take a look at. Things like that might have gotten lost before when we had the bazaar in person, so people are able to read in more detail about the items that we have for sale.
And could I mention, please, Shelley, that this year we're dedicating the bazaar to Grace Akiyama. Grace and Dr. Henry Akiyama were longtime members of Northern Light United Church, and they've both passed away. But their son, Alan, who lives here in town, has had a whole bunch of his folks' things. And specifically this year, he had so much yarn that was his mother's. Someone mentioned that maybe she never passed by a sale. So one of the big items that's on our list this year is a whole bunch of yarn. And in the past year, she's given lots of Christmas items that they didn't need anymore. So we're dedicating it this year to Grace Akiyama, and several folks in the community will know who that is.
Mm. Can you say more about what made you want to honor her with this dedication?
I think probably it's just the fact that the family has been so generous in going through everything that the family, that Henry and Grace left, the amount of support that we've had in the past when we weren't a virtual bazaar was just, you know, tables loaded with Christmas items. There was candles, there was decorations, there was artwork, it was amazing how much she had over the years, probably decorating her husband's office and then also at home. And then this year with all the yarn, we were overwhelmed with the amount of yarn. So there's still plenty of good yarn left to purchase.
I was looking at the bazaar, the offerings online a little bit earlier today, and the items really run the gamut. I saw two motorcycles, also a secondhand pottery wheel and kiln, along with the antique tools that you mentioned, and numerous handcrafted items from jewelry to macrame to artwork. Do either of you have a favorite thing, something that's caught your eye so far, something that you would bid on yourself if you wanted to, if you could? Jane, I'll start with you.
Well, I'll tell you, my husband has fallen in love with a little bowl that is made out of pottery that's shaped like a duck, and it holds a quart. And he thinks this would be the perfect thing to have on the counter for maybe cracking some eggs in, for making scrambled eggs. So he and another person in Wrangell are in a bidding war right now. And this was started off at a $15 beginning price, and they have now bid it up to $200. So this is my husband, and he is going crazy. So, but what catches my eye are the bowls that are made by Don Gottschall. Don Gottschall is a wood turner, and he has some of the most beautiful bowls that you can possibly imagine. And so I actually have bid on one of those for myself. And we still have quite a few that haven't been sold yet. So I'd recommend that people look at these gorgeous bowls.
Thanks, Jane. And Carol, what about you? What are some of your favorite items up for bid?
Well, there's a pair of earrings that I really like. And I'm not sure if I'm going to keep bidding on them because I'm not sure if it's as high as I'd like to go. But some very pretty earrings with a little green stone and then some silver dangly things. It's very pretty. Plus, there's a pie that Betsy Brenneman makes, a scrumptious pecan bourbon chocolate pie that is, as they say, to die for. And it is very good. And that's something that I might just have to have.
Well, I want to mention that the online bazaar did already begin. It opened on October 31st, and it closes pretty soon on November 13th. And the website is NLU, Northern Light United Church.org/bazaar. I want to thank you both for your time today, for coming on and telling us all about the bazaar and also about Grace Akiyama, to whom it's dedicated. And I thank you both for all of your hard work to make it available on a virtual platform. And I'm also really pleased to hear that so many people are bidding and driving up the prices of these items. So I hope that you will really make all the money that you want, that you need for these programs for the women and children. So I just want to give you a chance to add anything that I might not have asked you about so far. Jane, do you have anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
Well, we have lots of pies and breads and cinnamon rolls and things like that that you might just want to bid on, so you can have those to eat both for after the bazaar and maybe even for Thanksgiving.
And Carol, how about you?
And last year we noticed that there were some people who signed on late in the day and really bought a whole lot of stuff. So if there's something that you caught your eye on, don't wait, because somebody else is out there looking at that stuff too.
Oh, I wanted
to thank you.
Yeah, sorry, one last detail to clarify. If we do win an item in the bazaar, in the bidding, what happens then? We pick it up from you?
Go ahead,
yes,
Jane.
We're going to have a On Saturday, November 20th, which would have been our normal bazaar time if we had been in person, we will have the items at the church and people can come by and pick them up. And because we're still maintaining social distancing, we'll just have you come to the main door at the church and then we will bring your items to you.
From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
And where can we find out more information or ask questions?
On our website, and you can just take a look at our Northern Light United Church website. And if you don't remember the link, you can just type in news and then bazaar, and you'll find the link there.
Wonderful. Again, thank you both so much, Jane Ginter, Carol Burrill. Thanks for all the work that you did in putting this together. And I think it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope people go online and check it out. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Take care and have a great afternoon.